In this series we're calling Revival, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my goal today, all right? Is everybody listening? Say amen. Amen. Here's my goal at every campus is this, is that by the time you leave today and get in your car, if you have never obeyed Jesus in the step of water baptism, that today you'd get out of your seat, that you would get into the waters and take the step of water baptism. That's my goal by the end of the day, all right? So here's all I'm going to do. I'm going to take a few minutes, not the normal amount of time I take, theoretically. And I want to teach you what is baptism, and just from the Bible, not a denomination's perspective, not a tradition, just what does the Bible say about baptism? And then address maybe some of your hesitations, and then give you the opportunity to literally get up out of your seat, change your clothes, and be baptized today. All right, is everybody with me? Say amen. All right, so we're going to get to the scripture fast, Acts chapter 8. If you have the Bible, you can turn there. If not, it'll be on this little screen right here. It says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip. Philip was a believer. He said, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So God gave him an instruction. And I want to point out to you that simple instructions produce profound results in your life. That a lot of times we're looking for profound instructions. God, speak to me about fill in the blank. And God is going, I'd maybe talk to you about that little thing, that big thing, if you would start doing the little things. Like, let me say it this way. Do what I've already revealed that's plain, and maybe I'd begin to reveal what seems confusing. Are y'all with me? And so simple instruction, profound result. It said, so he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. So this guy wasn't... He was a pretty important guy. Are y'all with me? He was in charge of the treasury. So he was over all finance for the queen. So he wasn't an ignorant individual. He was a smart man. He was a man of great stature. He was a man of great importance in the community where he lived. He worked for the queen. And so Philip goes down on this road. And when he goes, he runs into this Ethiopian eunuch, and this is the conversation they had. Said this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. So the eunuch had just been to church, but he had not fully obeyed. So just because you're in the church doesn't mean you're walking in obedience. Just because you're in a building doesn't make you a Christian. Just because I stand in my garage doesn't make me a car. Are y'all with me? So he'd been to church. And on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. So he's reading the Old Testament book of Isaiah. And the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. And then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And Philip asked, how can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to explain it to you. Are y'all with me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit down with him, and the eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And in his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. So obviously, this is a prophetic word about Jesus. And the eunuch asked Philip, tell me please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? And then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. So are y'all with me? Yeah. All right, so here's kind of the cliff notes, right? Philip runs into this eunuch. He invites him up to the chariot and he says, hey, I'm reading this about the prophet Isaiah. He's talking about this man. Who's he talking about? He says, and he begins to explain to him the good news about Jesus. So what is he explaining to him? The gospel. The gospel simply means good news. If you're with me, say amen. Amen. And so he explains to him the gospel. What is this? It is that you and I are born into sin. It's not a condemning statement, it's the reality of all of humanity. We were born sinners. We're not born mistakers who make mistakes. We're born sinners who sin. And because of sin, we have been eternally separated from a loving God who never designed it that way. And so before the foundations of the earth, God put in a plan in place, knowing we would be in sin, where he would send his only son, Jesus, into the earth, die on a cross, 3 days later, rise from the dead, proving that he is who he said he was, the Son of God with the power to remove the sin of the world, therefore restoring the relationship between lost humanity and a great God. If you're with me, say amen. So this is what Philip, I don't know if exactly that way, but you get the gist. He explains to him the good news. Why is it good news? Because you and I have a problem called sin. We can solve no other way except Jesus. So the good news is you don't have to solve your sin problem. Jesus did it for you. All you have to do is believe. You place your faith in him. And the Bible says this, that after he explained the good news to him about Jesus, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" So that's my question to you. We've prepared water. So today, why shouldn't you be baptized? I ask you the same question that the eunuch asked. Well, Pastor, I need to go pray a prayer with someone, then I need to fill out a card, and then I need to go to the black tent. As they traveled along the road after hearing the gospel, it doesn't say the eunuch prayed a prayer. That may mess with some of your theology, especially if you're a recovering Baptist. I'm joking. I am one as well. I can talk about it. He didn't pray a prayer. He didn't go to a class. He didn't get an okay from somebody on the staff of the church there in Jerusalem. He heard the gospel, he believed the gospel, and then he was water baptized. He didn't wait for his mom and dad to show up. He didn't wait for some of his friends to be there to gather around and take selfies and Instagram it. Are y'all with me? He heard the gospel, he believed the gospel, and he got water baptized. And so here's my challenge to you today. If you have received the gospel, and you have believed, and maybe you're here today and you're like, I never knew I had a sin problem. I never knew that's why Jesus died on the cross. I believe that. Then today, you need to be water baptized. And maybe you're here and you've accepted Christ. You're one of the more than 2,000 people this year alone that have said yes to Jesus. Maybe you're one of the 163 Tuesday night of Wednesday night of revival night, Tuesday night that said yes to Jesus, then you need to get water baptized today. Are you following me? So I just want to maybe answer some questions that maybe some of you have in your mind that you're like, I don't know. So number one is this. I think one thing, reason we don't get, some of us don't get water baptized is this, is it doesn't make sense. For some, you're like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I get it. When all the denominations get a hold of it, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Presbyterian, the non-denominations, which are a denomination, but they're non-denomination. I don't know. What does that mean? And are y'all okay today? They're a little uptight here in Fredericksburg, everybody. Either they're under conviction or they need more coffee. And I understand that it's like, well, it doesn't, some sprinkle and some this and some that, and so I don't know, it doesn't make sense. What is the right one? And I get that, and so I want to explain to you, baptism comes from the word baptizo. Are y'all with me? And it simply means this. It's not like the word Baptist come from, you know, baptizo, or like it's not a denomination, it's not a certain churches. No, the word baptizo simply means to dunk or to immerse. So the reason that we baptize by immersion is because it's what the word means. It doesn't mean anything else. It doesn't mean to take a shower. It doesn't mean to throw water on you. Are y'all following me? It means to fully submerge. Don't hold you there. bring you back out. And it's also a picture. Baptism is a picture. It's a picture of you dying to an old life and being raised to a brand new life. The Bible says if anybody's in Christ, he is a brand new creation. All things pass away and everything becomes new. So it is a picture. It is a visible picture of what has happened inside. The way I like to say it is this: baptism is an outward expression of an inward change. Baptism, let me explain it another way, it is the wedding band of the Christian faith. This wedding band I wear and have worn doesn't make me married. The paper I sign with the county doesn't make me married. The promise and the covenant I made with my wife and with God is what makes me married. Are you following me? This simply says I'm off the market. And if I forget it, I got this. Are y'all with me? And so that's what baptism is. Baptism, listen to me, baptism does not save you. Baptism does not save you. There's some, anyways, they're wrong. Baptism, they take it from the scripture that says, believe and be baptized for the remission of your sin. But in the Greek, the baptize is in the you have to, or the believe is in the have to. It's in the, anyways, the Greek form of baptized in that word doesn't mean it's a requirement for the forgiveness of sin. The believe is for the requirement of forgiveness of sin. The baptism is not. Are y'all following me? But let me ask you, if I got married and in certain situations, like when I travel or when I go to the gym, I just thought, I'll just leave the wedding band somewhere else. You wouldn't think much of me. And my wife would not be happy with me. There's like, you know, certain places that I go, I really wouldn't know if I want people to know I'm married, so I'm just going to leave this home. Well, if he has forgiven you of your sins, set you free from all of your yesterdays, given you the hope of heaven, then why in the world would you not want to publicly say, I belong to Jesus and he belongs to me? And so baptism is simply an outward expression of an inward transformation and inward changes happen. Number two, for some, your thought is, well, I've already been baptized. And for some of you today, you don't need to take this step. All right, hear me clearly. You've believed, you've been baptized, and then you're like, yeah, but you know, I cussed somebody yesterday. You don't just ask God to forgive you, he'll forgive you. You don't need to be baptized again. Are you following me? Like, you don't need to repeat it. It's not like, well, you know, I got mad and I lashed out in anger. Okay, you're good, right? 1 John 1:9, confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You don't need to go get baptized again. Are you following me? But for some of you, you're in one of two situations. One, you got baptized and you honestly had no idea what you were doing. Over 20 times in the book of Acts alone, when people are baptized, it is after they made a personal decision to place their faith in Jesus. Never in the scriptures is someone baptized before that. And for some of you, you took the step of baptism and it was, your parents wanted you to do it, and I'm sure the intentions were great, and or a bunch, somebody was doing it, you were like, yeah, I guess I'll do it too. But there was no inward transformation that has happened in your life. And if that's your case, then you have accepted Christ, you've taken that step, then you need to be baptized. For some of you, you grew up in a tradition where you were baptized as an infant. And hear me, that was an extremely meaningful moment for your parents. And what they were saying in that moment is that they wanted you at the age you could understand to place your faith in Jesus. And so being baptized today isn't dishonoring something they did. It's actually bringing full circle their desire for you to have your own relationship with Jesus. But listen to me, over 20 times in the book of Acts alone, people are baptized. It is always after they have made a personal decision to follow Jesus. And I doubt, I mean, I'm sure you're brilliant. As an infant, you understood your sin, your need of Jesus, and placed your faith. Are you with me?
Yes.
And so today, when given the opportunity, you need to take the step. And I'm telling you this, I'm giving you about 20 minutes to build your courage. You need to take the step and get baptized. Number three is this. Some of you are thinking, you want to spiritualize it, I need to pray about it. No, you don't. Listen to me. This is just good principle for life in general. You never need to pray about obeying God. Amen. Listen, I want you to hear this. Like, this isn't you're joining the church. We don't really have a formal membership process here. If you member is this, get on a dream team, get in a small group, and be a part of investing. This isn't a club. We're on a mission. It's an army. This isn't about that. This is you and God. This is over and over in the scripture. Believe, be baptized. Believe, and then be baptized. It's public declaration. This is you and God. I'm just sharing with you what God wants for you. So you don't need to pray about it. It's like if my kids were to be like, hey, it's Sunday, get the trash out. But Dad, I don't pray about that. No. I don't pray about letting you live here. Like, get the trash to the end of the curb. Are y'all following me? Like, you don't pray about obeying God. And honestly, what it is, just a thought to go, well, it's really giving you the time to talk yourself out of what you need, you need to do, right? Number four, it's this. I didn't come prepared. And I'm glad you said that. Because we did. We have about everything that you need. We're not missing a whole lot there. We got about everything that you need to take. We're trying to remove every obstacle. Are y'all following me? Every obstacle for you to take the step of obedience and be baptized today. Now, for some of you, you're going, well, what is I need to know exactly what's going to go down. Like, what does this look like? Is somebody going to hold me under? No. Is this some, like, emotional? I hope it's not. I hope it's, no, this is what the Bible says, and today's a great day to obey God. Are you with me? But to put any fears to rest for you, I want to go a step further and say, some of you may be like, well, what if I don't want to go first? Well, you don't have to. We have someone that has decided to go first in front of you and to let you see this is exactly what baptism looks like. Maybe you've never seen it happen before, haven't been around church. And so every location, turn your attention to the screens, and we're going to go outside at our Fredericksburg location and see the very first baptism of what I believe will be hundreds today.
Good morning, church. This is my friend Thamashi, and she is going to be baptized today. Thamashi, have you placed your faith in Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Go ahead and spot for me. I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Isn't that great? So there you go. What will people think of me, Pastor? They're going to celebrate you in this house. Celebrate you, honor you. Thank God for the step that you're taking. And so in just a moment, I'm going to have everyone stand at every campus in a second. And then I'm going to pray. And as soon as I say amen, if God's speaking to you today, seriously, you just slide out. Our team is going to guide you. We have changing rooms. We have everything set up for you to be able to take this step of obedience today before God. And I do want to say to parents, if you have a child that happens to be in the room, they're fifth grade and under, they really should be in Kids Point. It's the best environment for them. But they happen to be in the room, fifth grade and under, we ask that you reach out to our Kids Point team and let us help talk them through that decision, but middle school, high school, college, and up. If you've never taken this step, today's your day. This is your moment to obey God in water baptism at every campus. And so get your faith up, get your courage up. I know it's like, you want me to like slide out of my seat right now. What if I'm the only one? Okay. Will you obey God? You obey God, but I believe you won't be the only one. So why don't we stand at every location? And for everyone else, I'm gonna ask that you hang out at your campus, that you celebrate them, you encourage them, you cheer them on in their faith step. But I'm gonna pray. As soon as I say amen, you slide out of your seat. The team's gonna lead us in one song. We're not gonna belabor the point. We're not doing this next weekend. It's Vision Sunday next weekend. So it isn't like, it's none of that. It's not make you emotional, twist your arm. It's here's what the Bible says, let's obey God. Yes. Okay, very simple, simple instruction, but it'll bring a profound result. I believe today will be a breakthrough day in your walk with God as you take this step of faith. So let me pray for us. As soon as I say amen, you slip out. Ushers at every location will give you directions on where to go. Father, we love you. And so we honor you today. We thank you, God, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to give his life for us. And so today we go public with our faith in him. God, an inward transformation. We're making an outward declaration that we belong to Jesus. So I pray for the courage of those who need to take this step. God, I pray the enemy not rob this moment from them. And God, we'll honor you and we'll celebrate them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for today's message. Feel free to rate, review, and share with a friend. If you'd like to find out how you can get involved or partner with us financially, visit lifepoint.org or download the LifePoint app. Thank you for your generosity. We can do so much more together than we ever could apart. See you soon.